Scorpions Avenue. Real talk, hot tea. Nothing out of line with Tammy and Reggie. Real talk, hot tea. Bringing you the heat to the off degree. It's the Bonnet Chronicles. The Bonnet Chronicles. The Bonnet Chronicles. The Bonnet Chronicles podcast.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It is the place to be, the Bonnet Chronicles podcast. You've got the dynamic duo in the house. It gets no better than this. I am, of course. Now, do I need to introduce myself? Okay, I'll go ahead. Tammy Roman.
And I'm Reggie Youngblood.
Oh, yes. We are here to just talk about life and things that are going on. We have received your questions, and anybody that's listening, if you have any questions that you want us to answer, I'm just going to throw this out really quickly. You can email us, bonnetchroniclespodcast@gmail.com, and we'll try to answer as many questions as we can. So today, you know, this hit me. And so I started having this conversation with Reg, and I wanted to just talk to him about this because hoe phase, right? What I mean by that is if a woman says that she had a hoe phase, she is basically chastised and belittled for being a hoe, right? But men can do it all the time without question. It's acceptable.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's acceptable, but there is a double standard.
Why do you think that is?
Because, you know, as a man, you got to get out there. You got to try different things.
Because
when it's time to settle down, how you going to know if you like a filet if you ain't had a New York strip?
Okay, well, why doesn't that work for women? I mean, why can't we sample all the sausages and eggplants that's out there?
Because women get penetrated. It's a different type of thing.
This man done said penetrated.
A man, you know, he just...
Well, depending on the man, child, they getting penetrated too.
Yeah. Ow! See, we're not talking about that. We're strictly heterosexual.
Oh, okay.
At this juncture.
You had a whole phase?
Yeah.
And what did that look like? What was...
I mean, a whole phase looks like this. You know, you go out every weekend pretty much. You pull a solid 5 to 10 bitches. Right?
Oh, my God.
Because you got to grind. Every weekend, it's a grind. It's a numbers game, right? So you get a solid 5 to 10. If you really know something, you probably hit a cool 5.
Oh, my God.
Average is probably 2 to 3. But you need the whole phase, right, to know what you like and to learn. And to grow.
So that's what we call it in now.
Yeah, it's a
learning and growing.
It's a learning and growing.
Oh, okay. See, I never had a hoe phase. You know, I never was that girl. Like, I could count, even at my age right now, I can count the people that I've had sex with.
You probably forgot at least 5.
I did not forget anything. I didn't forget anything.
Everybody had a hoe phase.
I didn't have a whole phase. I didn't. I just didn't have it in me because I have to be attracted to you. I mean, not just physically. I need to be emotionally attracted to you in order for you to stick your dick in me. Because I feel like those are soul ties. Now, I didn't learn that phrasing until I was older, but I just knew inside of me there was something that was like, I'm just not going to be laying down with everybody. And so I didn't.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you now, as I got deep into that whole phase, and I was like, this shit really kind of, what you said, you steady meeting these people, you steady sleeping with them and whatnot, and it's not going to be nothing. Mm-hmm. It just becomes a waste of time at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to go through that to know that, so I don't knock anybody that's a hoe at this moment.
Oh, dear God. Now I've got to ask this because I'm worried because we're planning on having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it's a little girl.
Yeah,
you're saying right now in this moment,
yeah,
it's okay for her to have a whole phase.
Yeah.
because she's got to learn and grow and make sure that she samples enough items on the menu to know what she really likes.
And now I'm going to go back to my first point when I said there is a double standard. Okay? But with that said, every child is going to go through a whole phase, I feel. You're either going to be extremely conservative and a weirdo, or you gonna have
why, oh my God, why is being extremely conservative a weirdo? Now let me tell you why I take personal offense to this. Because I've raised two girls, currently 25 and 23. They are abstinent. They've never had sex ever in their lives.
Do you know that?
I know that for a fact. I know that for a fact. That they've never had sex. They've never sucked a dick. They've never, you know, because people try to get around the fact of saying, well, I've never, you know, had sex. And meanwhile, they're getting dick in the ass. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's not going in your vagina does not mean you're not having sex. Right. But with my two daughters, there's been no entry in any hole.
Okay.
So why does that make them weirdos? Why did you use that verbiage?
This the thing.
This the thing. When it get low and register, here we go.
It's commendable. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's commendable.
Mm-hmm.
But today's day and age, it's a little weird for a person to be 22, 23 and never had a sexual experience. I'm not knocking it. That's your journey. I respect it. But me being as a man, if a dude was a virgin right now, I'm gonna look at you funny. That's just me.
Well, that probably goes back to that double standard, because I've always thought that when a man gets to a certain age and he wants to settle down with a woman, I feel like being a virgin is an asset. Like, for the female to come into a relationship completely pure.
Nigga not trying to bust you over all that blood. You can't take no dick. Listen, another nigga, I want you to bust that up. Get that depreciation off the pussy. Okay?
What?
Because I wants to go in smooth selling. I don't want to fight with it.
Oh, dear God.
I don't want no blood. You know how I am with that. I don't want it.
Reggie?
Not the depreciation off the pussy so a real nigga can come in and correct.
But let me just say, there's not blood or always blood when somebody loses their virginity.
From what I've experienced, every time that hymen is broken, it's a little blood from what I've experienced. And that's why I'm like, I'm cool on that. It's too tight. You be running. So, nah. But much power to everybody that's walking that walk.
So your advice to women...
My advice to women is to fuck.
I don't agree with that shit.
My advice to women is to fuck and be free. And don't let people push you.
So you can be a hoe. So when God remembers the fact that you're saying this right now and we have a little girl, I'm going to say your daddy said fuck down, okay? Fuck till you can't fuck no more and get that depreciation off this pussy, because the man you going to settle down with, he don't want you to do no running, he don't want the shit too tight, he want it open and full flesh flowing for him to get it going.
Yes.
Oh God. Yes. Okay, so I see that I'm going to have to be the parent in charge.
I'm having a male son. I'm having a son. Oh. You understand? We already in this.
And I'm going to encourage my son to be a virgin, too.
I'm not going to... I think you kind of misconstrued. Maybe I'm not being clear enough.
Okay. Clear it up. Clear it up, then.
I'm not saying when I have my son that I'm just going to... Say, man, you need to go fuck everything that's moving. You need to whoop. No, I'm not going to do that.
Well,
I'm going to explain just how I'm explaining to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to chastise him and be like, Daddy, I done fucked three hoes this week.
You're going to be like, well, all right, high five, okay, my nigga.
Did you use a condom?
Because that's very important.
You know? Do you know how to use it?
But I'm going to have the sex conversation because I think that you're not going to be...
I'm going to have the sex conversation.
I'm taking the initiative on this day to say, I will handle it. Now, what did your whole phase look like? What was a night, like, fully describe it.
Like a whole little night setup.
Yeah. What did that look like?
First, you're going to get that good workout in on a Friday. You're probably going to hit mostly upper body so you can have that good flow, right? Then you're going to hit the mall, hit the gallery, wherever you at. Get your cool little set, you know.
So you do shop for this event. You do shop.
For the weekend, yeah, you got to get your
okay,
set.
Okay, so you get some new gear.
You got to get your set.
Okay, okay.
Get your set, all right. Y'all figure out where y'all going. So once you find out where you're going, hit the promoter, get your table.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because that's necessary.
You gotta have a section.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I like, because if a woman is gonna, unless your game is super, super tight, but if she's gonna give you any interaction, you feel that she needs to feel that you got some money, like you balling.
No, not at all. This is just for your comfort in the place.
Oh, okay. It's so that you're not standing up, people stepping on your shoes and shit.
The perception, okay. Because the hoes gonna fuck regardless when you're talking that shit.
Okay. So this is just for you to be comfortable.
For you, your partners, whoever you went with, y'all, so y'all can be comfortable. Sit down. You can drink. You can scope the scene. You can bring the bitches back to your section.
Okay.
So boom. Once you get your section, all right. Y'all done win pregame, probably at a little sushi spot or something. Ate you some rolls, had you some sake bombs. So you're off the sake now. So you feeling okay now? Let's go.
I love that he said sushi because, you know, I love sushi. So
all right.
You went there first. Got it.
Mm-hmm. So now we at the club. We come in. We get our table. We get our few bottles.
Is there any scoping of the place?
That's what I'm getting to.
But because I didn't know if you guys actually scope, you read the room.
This how I did it.
Okay.
This how I did it.
Okay.
Once we came in, we established or whatever. I'm going to leave the section. I'm going to walk around a bit, see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
If I see something in that first walk, that first lap, I'm going to get her.
And how do you get her? How does that work? What is that?
Just introduce yourself and have a conversation.
Is there any language that, like, it's a solid, this works every time?
I mean, I can't really say what worked for me gonna work for somebody else because I am 6'5 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Imposing. And I'm chocolate with big dark eyes, as you say. So my pull-up a little bit different. It's a little imposing.
But did you have one thing that worked every time? Or you just feel like because of your stature, what you just said, because of your stature, they're going
to
be like,
I'm going to defeat y'all real.
Okay.
So it's up to me to reel it on in.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
It's simple. And then once you find a few batches, the key, babe. If you with some solid niggas, y'all need to go get groups. Because once again, it's a numbers game. Mm-hmm. You're going to get one, she going to have her group of friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
They come to the section. Your other partner going to get one, she going to have her group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
They come to the section. Then you get another one. Then that group come. Now mm-hmm. it's a mingle. So now you can pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so all the girls kind of congregate at the section at the same time.
At the same
and
time.
Then you guys just lay back and see who you going to talk. Yep. Okay.
Then you can find one that you can cuff for that night.
When you were hoeing, so now you set your sights on one.
Mm-hmm.
What does that conversation sound like?
It could be...
Because I'm asking these questions because I don't know that Reggie. You understand what I'm saying? Because our meeting and our interaction wasn't anything like that.
Right.
So that's why I'm trying to just figure out, like, this Reggie's, like, new to me.
It's really not complicated. It's just you have a conversation, whatever this person interested in. Y'all just talk about it. But you in the club, you ain't gonna really have no deep-ass conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You might be telling the motherfucker that, you know, you want to fuck her right now.
Oh, my God.
I've seen it happen.
Girls respond to that?
I had, no lie, I put this on Dottie Youngblood grave.
Uh-oh. This is serious, y'all. When he say that, this is serious.
I had a female come up to me in the club and say, I want to fuck you 7 days a week starting tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, she did.
And you fucked?
She meant it. Huh?
You fucked?
I absolutely did, unfortunately.
Oh my God. I would have been if I was
in hindsight, and mind you, I was 19, but in hindsight, that's scary.
Yes, that's what I was literally getting ready to say. Now I would have been scared of that. You giving away the pussy, yeah. And if you can do that to me,
you can do it
to anybody,
right?
I would have been like, bitch, I don't want that pussy. That pussy infected. That pussy infected. That pussy infected.
I took it.
You took it.
Clean.
Okay, thank God for that.
So,
well, you do wear a condom.
Yeah,
you will wear a condom.
I absolutely did.
Yeah, yeah. So you go home.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a night where you scoped out somebody, y'all agreed, yes, we're going to go home, we're going to spend some time, we're going to fuck. And you get there, because you're in your whole phase, right? So all you want to do is fuck.
Yeah.
Is there two questions. Was there ever a moment in your whole phase where any of the women, you felt like you could settle down with them?
Absolutely. You know, it was a couple of them that was good women. It was just at that point in my life, I just needed to know what that pussy was like one time.
So even though they were good girls, good women,
mm-hmm.
you didn't extend it past that night?
I double back on some, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, some, we hang out, we cool, but if y'all feel like she start getting too serious, I dip up out of that. Like, I ain't the one for you.
And that's what I was wondering, because women, if you fuck one night and go on about your business, we just go, okay, I got to take that L. And we might have wanted something with
mm-hmm.
you,
mm-hmm.
but you're not entertaining it. So it's like, okay, that nigga just fucked and left. Okay, mm-hmm. I just got to accept that. But when you double back 3-4, when you get to that fifth time, for a woman, we're thinking like, oh shit, this about to be something. We about to be in technically we in a motherfucking relationship.
Nah,
you done hit this five times. That's how women think.
But why is that though? Why do y'all think like that?
Because we're maternal and we want to be in relationships. Like we're a love demographic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like we're emotional. We want, compassion and camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want all of those things. So when someone shows interest, emotionally, we're already there. We've already decided he gonna be my husband. At the very least, he gonna be my boyfriend for a long ass time. You know, so, you know, it's just unfortunate.
That's part of the problem, though. You're too emotional.
Well,
y'all move on too many emotions.
And y'all don't.
No.
Because it really is just, when you're in that whole phase, it really is just pussy to y'all.
Yeah, that's it. Just pussy.
Have you ever had a situation where you ran into some bad pussy?
Bad pussy, as in what?
Like, well, what is bad pussy?
Like a little sin, it's not that good.
You tell me.
Yeah, you know, you probably meet a bad bitch, but pussy really don't know nothing. You know, it's just...
I just want to know what that means when a man says that the pussy don't know nothing.
It could be like she really don't be fucking, you know, when you on top of something, she ain't throwing it back a little bit, you know.
You know,
missionary gotta be a little.
Some of y'all is heavy. Some of y'all, you know, and
what you trying to say?
I didn't say nothing about you. I just said some of y'all is heavy, and you be trying to move, but you just fucking can't.
And it ain't to the point where I never just had like no dry ass pussy. Or nothing like that, because I feel like that's more on the man. You know, maybe when I say bad pussy, it either got a little scent, or she just don't know how to use her pussy.
Okay, so when you say the pussy don't know nothing, you in particular, it means it's stinking.
Not
pussy funky.
This the thing. It's
pussy
not,
taint.
It's not really I wouldn't say a stink. It's just some pussy got a little... You know what I'm saying?
You guys can't see this, but he's like twisting his face and twisting his hand like and doing the noise of
let's not say a scent, but like a little twang.
A little twang. It's taint.
A faint taint.
A faint taint.
Yeah.
Okay. A faint taint. Or she doesn't.
Some females do too much, be fucking out fast, and you know, little jackrabbit.
Okay.
You know? Or the pussy just don't stay right.
This is a mess. Okay. Do you regret your whole phase?
I don't regret it because I learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself. I learned what I like, what I don't like. You know, what I'm going to deal with, what I won't deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lesson.
Was there any anal sex during your whole phase?
Nah, I don't really fuck with the shooter. I done stuck thumbs in asses.
Mm-hmm. But you're not a person who penetrates asses.
Nah, I feel like you got this wet pussy here. I ain't trying to play with that shooter. For what?
Because some men like that. Yeah, some men like
a lot of shit.
and we definitely have to talk about, can I just tell you guys something right now? We just had this whole conversation about a faint taint. A faint taint on your pussy, on your puss, right? And as we sit here doing this podcast for you guys, I feel like I didn't shower today, so I might have a little faint taint, and I'm getting whiffs of the faint taint as I'm talking. But we are going to be right back. Stay right where you are. We have a little message that we need to get into.
The Bonnie Chronicles podcast. The Bonnie Chronicles podcast.
Okay, we are back, and if you're just joining us, we have been talking about the whole phase here on the Bonnet Chronicles podcast. I, of course, am Tammy Roman.
And I'm Reggie Youngblood.
Yes, and Reggie has filled us in completely on his whole phase. We got all the way up to the point where, you know, he got the bitch home. And they did a little something-something. And after he fucks, he determines if he's going to double back again.
True.
Or if he's just going to say this was a one-hitter quitter.
Indeed.
But you do not regret your whole phase.
Absolutely, I do not. No. Life lessons, learned a lot, man. Met a lot of people, you know.
So okay.
I don't regret it.
All right. Well, I just want to end with a few closing remarks. Ladies, don't be a hoe. I just want to go on record and say, don't be a hoe. If you can skip the whole phase, jump the fuck over that part of your life. And what Reggie talking about, where he's saying, try all the sausages and eggplants you can so that you know what you like. I personally do not agree with that. You know, I would, if I was a man, if I were a boy, I would want a woman who was pure, who had never had sex before, so that we could share and cross that milestone together. But the niggas out here, they don't agree with that. Reggie said, fuck till you can't fuck no more.
Fuck at least five niggas for yourself, dog.
I'll remember that when we have a little girl. I'll remember that because I guarantee you God is going to give it to him. God is going to give it to him. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Bonnet Chronicles podcast for the day. We got to get up out of here. Don't forget, if you need to email us, have some questions that you want answered, we are at bonnetchroniclespodcast@gmail.com. And also come join us over on Patreon. The real fans, the real peeps, the real ones who want to get the real tea. We're over on patreon.com/Bonnet Chronicles podcast. Follow Reggie on Instagram @ReggieYB1. And I'm on Instagram @TammyRoman. We'll catch you next week. The Bonnet Chronicles podcast.
The Bonnet Chronicles podcast.
Stop and Tell You, a podcast, a podcast network.